For most Americans, this year brings a much-needed break from political campaigns, but the few elections that are happening are getting a lot of attention. That includes the governor's race in Virginia, which is held in off years. It's one of the first major contests after the election of Donald Trump. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports the race is testing the strength of the Trump brand at the state level.
The frontrunner in Virginia's Republican gubernatorial primary is campaigning on what would traditionally be considered an impressive political resume.
I helped author the Contract with America and advise the president.
In this campaign ad, Ed Gillespie is seen alongside former President George W. Bush. Gillespie is also a former Republican National Committee chairman, lobbyist, and in 2014, the unsuccessful Republican nominee for U.S. Senate.
I'm Ed Gillespie. I know firsthand how the system works.
That, of course, is the political system, the same one that many voters repudiated by electing Donald Trump. One of Gillespie's two rivals for the Republican gubernatorial nomination is hoping Virginia primary voters are still feeling that way. Corey Stewart, Trump's former state campaign chairman, has been going after Gillespie's deep ties to the party leadership.
But I call him establishment Ed.
At a small campaign rally held in a parking lot in Virginia Beach several weeks ago, Stewart, an attorney and county supervisor, painted Gillespie as more of the same.
If this is a guy who doesn't want to change anything. He doesn't want to change anything. It's the establishment.
At campaign events, Stewart draws frequently from Trump's repertoire, giving his opponents catchy nicknames, promising to crack down on illegal immigration, and, as he puts it, take back Virginia.
And by the way, who's excited that we finally have a real president of the United States?
Stewart, a native of Minnesota, has also been running on a theme of preserving Southern heritage, making multiple statements opposing the removal of Confederate monuments. Gillespie, for his part, has been walking a delicate line when it comes to Trump, neither denouncing nor fully embracing the president. Here's how he answered a question from a reporter for the Washington, D.C. news station NBC4 about whether he wants Trump's support if he's the party's nominee for governor.
I want to have everybody who's willing to help me come in and help. You know, this is going to be a tough race. And so obviously help from President Trump, Vice President Pence. I'm happy to have all the help I can get.
While he has a substantial lead in the GOP primary, Republicans may face an uphill general election battle in Virginia, the only southern state that Democrat Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Political scientist Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says successful Republicans have to bring together divergent factions of the party while appealing to new transplants from outside the state, especially in the Washington, D.C. suburbs and along the coast.
There simply aren't enough Republicans in Virginia left who care about the things that Virginians cared about, conservative Virginians cared about in the 1950s and 60s, Southern heritage, cultural issues, issues related to race and ethnicity.
Kidd says that's no longer the Virginia of today and certainly not of the future. Voters from both major parties will choose their nominees on June 13th. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.